And now, a sermon from South Highland Presbyterian Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Established in 1888, South Highland has a rich history and tradition of sound Bible teaching in our historic sanctuary. Listen now to the Word from South Highland.
This Lenten season at South Highland, we have been studying the seven last words that Jesus speaks from the cross. And today we come to the very last thing that Jesus said before he died. I'm not going to review all seven of the last phrases of Jesus, but I want to point something out. The first of the last words were this: Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And finally today, we have another cry to the Father. Father, into your hands I commit, I commend, I entrust my spirit. This past week at the Gatliff household, we have had some plumbing issues, and it stressed us out a good bit. We're still relatively new to home ownership, so anytime something like this happens, it makes me and Court feel like we've just been playing house this whole time, and it's time to call our parents and get them involved. And while our parents do care for us deeply and help however they can, they are not world-class plumbers. And so the extent of their power is limited to help us. And here's the thing, in our moments of vulnerability and fear, we just want someone who cares enough about us and who's powerful enough to do something about what's causing us pain. And so in Jesus's most vulnerable moments, his dying breaths, he cries out, Father. There are some very beautiful paintings of the crucifixion. And even if you're not a Christian, or if you haven't been in church in a while, you know that Jesus died on the cross. And we read these words that we just read this morning from this passage. It starts to feel like we're museum goers. We look at a painting thinking, oh, that poor man. Or, wow, what a painful scene. And then we shuffle on to the next painting, maybe not giving it a second thought. The gospel writer Luke invites us not just to look at this scene, but to really see what's going on. Will you look at the text again with me if you still have your Bibles open? Verse 47, when the centurion saw, he what? He praised God. When the crowds saw, they what? They grieved. Verse 49, his followers stood at a distance and what? They watched. So the question for us this morning from Luke is not what do you see, but do you see? Because there's a difference between looking at and truly seeing. There's a difference between watching and beholding. Y'all know that scene in Mary Poppins when they jump into the sidewalk art and they become part of the world? I want us to do that this morning. Let's not just be looking at a beautiful painting in a museum. Let's enter into the scene and really see what's going on. Jesus does not want us looking at the cross this morning with mere pity or a good old Southern bless his heart. When you look at the cross, open your ears to hear his final cry, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. In this phrase, recognize his voluntary suffering. Hear how Jesus did not have his life taken, but he has given his life, entrusting his soul to the only one worthy of keeping it. Because the Father both loved him and was powerful enough to do something with this soul. A few weeks before the crucifixion, you may have heard this story, but Jesus' best buddy Lazarus died. And when Jesus made it to his tomb, what did he do? He wept. And the Bible tells us that these were not just sad tears, they were angry tears. He didn't just weep. Jesus was like a bull about to charge. Jesus was furious that death presumes to have any claim over us. The same way he was furious that Pharaoh enslaved the Hebrews. The same way that he was livid that nasty snake deceived his daughter. At the cross, Jesus is not merely a man who died a gruesome death he didn't deserve for pity's sake. Jesus is God himself, who went to the cross willingly with grit and resolve and determination to destroy death and sin. He was on a warpath against evil and injustice, both of the evil and injustice we've experienced at the hands of others and the evil and injustice we have committed against ourselves, God, and our neighbors. Look at the cross. Do you see what it means for you? Jesus was made a curse for you. But with this final word, the Bible tells us he returns to the Father as a blessing. And because he has done this thing on the cross for you, you can now claim this blessing. After the sermon, we're about to sing one of the most amazing songs of all time, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. It was written by a man named Isaac Watts, and in fact, Charles Wesley, who wrote like a gazillion of the best hymns, once said he would have given up all his hymns if he could claim credit for this one. Because this is a hymn about looking at the cross and really seeing what it means. The words say, when I survey the wondrous cross, when I really look at it, I see a love so amazing, so divine, that it demands my soul, my life, my all. Friends, let this be our cry to the Father this morning. For my brothers and sisters out there, look on the cross today with confidence and relief. See from his hands, his head, his feet. Sorrow and love, they flow mingled together from his blood that was shed for you. And if you have not placed your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're so glad you're here. If your relationship with Jesus is not where you want it to be, we invite you to use this time to sing this song as a prayer to the Lord. Tell Jesus while we're singing, I want to claim my death in yours. Because here's the reality. One day soon, all of us in this room will die. This is harder for my young and healthy friends to believe, so I have to remind you. But some of you don't need reminding. Some of you know this all too well. Do not waste the rest of your life chasing down the things that will bring temporary comfort or will numb you from the fact that you are going to die. Instead, say to the Father, into your hands I commit my spirit, not just in my death, but in my life. And then, if you do this, when your body is lowered into the ground, it will be buried like a seed that will sprout and grow into the most beautiful of all flowers, more beautiful than what we'll see here in this room on Easter Sunday. Do not reduce the cross to sentimentality. Don't let it be a spectacle today. Behold Jesus on the cross as an act of war against evil because of his fierce protective love for you. And then entrust your soul, your life, your all into the Father's loving, open hands.
You've been listening to The Word from South Highland. Be sure to subscribe so you can take these messages along with you anywhere, anytime. For more information about our church, visit southhighland.org. We'll see you next time.